From Michigan Radio and the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham. When the Gordie Howe International Bridge from Canada to the U.S. is complete, it's expected that thousands of trucks a day will travel through the Detroit neighborhood of Delray. The residents there want the government to keep that additional air pollution to a minimum. The Delray neighborhood is already close to the Ambassador Bridge, but when the Gordie Howe Bridge opens, it's projected about 5,000 trucks a day will go right through the middle of the neighborhood, and that number is expected to increase each year.
That is a new source of emissions on top of the emissions that are already here that we live with.
Simone Sagovic is with the Southwest Detroit Community Benefits Coalition.
We already have really high asthma rates in Southwest Detroit, especially along the freeways, and it doesn't stop at asthma. People have heart conditions. Mothers complaining to us about their four children having hearing loss and asthma in the same family. So the conditions are there.
The neighbors are already worried. Natasha Dotto reports for the Arab American News, which is a Detroit Journalism Cooperative partner. She talked with Patricia Ramirez-Gonzalez. Her 15-year-old son has asthma. Her daughter died of cancer in 2012. She was 28 years old. Ramirez-Gonzalez remembers talking with the doctors.
¿Por qué? Dijeron que el cáncer era un...
She says when she asked the doctors why her daughter was sick, they weren't sure. Maybe it was something in the air. There's no way of definitively identifying air pollution as a source, but Delray is surrounded by steel mills, an oil refinery, a coal-fired power plant, scrap yards, the region's wastewater treatment plant with incinerators, and I-75 borders the neighborhood. A series by the Detroit Free Press 5 years ago reported the zip code in that area was the most polluted in Michigan. Ramirez-Gonzalez says the idea of thousands of diesel trucks adds to the residents' worries about their family's health. She says she doesn't deny the bridge will bring more jobs and opportunity, but she asks, what about the people who are not bought out and the children who will grow up there? The state of Michigan has been assuring Delray neighbors everything is going to be okay. Mohammed Agarabi is with the Michigan Department of Transportation. He's the project manager for the bridge.
Our air quality analysis for the Gordie Howe International Bridge is predicted to be below the standards that are stated in the Clean Air Act.
Agarabi says the state has been listening to the residents. He says any reasonable and appropriate way to reduce the impact of the pollution from the truck traffic will be presented to the Windsor-Detroit Bridge Authority. The authority will operate the bridge. Michigan is just one player among many making the decisions. Simone Sagovic says what the neighborhood wants is simple.
We're looking at how can we reduce the impact of trucks. There are programs that have been successfully implemented to reduce diesel emissions at the source, at the trucks, at the equipment.
She says West Coast ports have found solutions. The Port of Long Beach was able to reduce some air pollutants by more than 90% by banning older, more polluting trucks. Sagovic says that could be done at the Gordie Howe Bridge. She also wants larger buffer zones to help protect homes surrounding the area. The state's heard those requests. The question I ask Agarabi with the Michigan Department of Transportation is whether Delray residents are going to be happy with what happens.
I mean, Lester, let's just be honest. It's very hard to strive for happy. I think we believe that we can come up with solutions that everybody can live with.
The state will be taking its final recommendations to the Windsor-Detroit Bridge Authority sometime in December. The people living in Delray have until then to make their case. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, Renaissance Journalism's Michigan Reporting Initiative, and the Ford Foundation,